Keith Conlon, John Keneally, Jane Doyle, Chris McDermott. You're listening to Breakfast. Adelaide's 5AA.
Who put the bomb in the bomb, 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 bomb? Who put the ram in the ram-a-lam-a ding dong?
24 minutes to 9 o'clock. We're going to be talking about Wikipedia. It's shutting down. It's the online encyclopedia for the whole world. It's shutting down at 3:30 this afternoon.
That means that there will be 25 million people in the 24 hours beginning there who will go on and go, uh-oh, I can't find out what I'm looking for. We just assume it will be there and it will be free. So why have they taken this radical step? It's a protest. It's a protest about something else altogether. We're about to talk to Stilgarian, a technical and IT commentator, about it. Meanwhile, gee, the texts and the cards and the letters keep rolling in.
About Polly Perks, in particular, a $100,000 golden parachute for Mike Rann. Hi guys, welcome back. In my opinion, this is a guilt-ridden perk that Labor thought of to give someone that they have shafted, hoping the electorate has a good memory. Mm. That's from John.
Yes.
You've been adding it up.
I think
the for's and against, Keith.
At this stage, it's just the people who've rung us or texted us today. It is running at 94% against the idea. So Jay Weatherall said, I think the public will understand. He's coming in to talk about it with Leon after the news, so you can get a chance to talk to him. Is he going to back down on it? He's certainly going to try to explain it. But at this stage, our straw poll would suggest it ain't something we're going to buy.
How dare Jay Weatherall speak on my behalf? Of course I mind. Wish I could get such great perks with my job. It's not fair. That's another listener. 1-999-1395, 22 minutes to 9 o'clock.
Why is Wikipedia closing down for 24 hours, starting about 3:30 this afternoon, our time? Stilgarian, good morning.
Good morning, Keith and John.
Now, we thought we'd have to divide this into two halves. One, we'd better get a bit of background on Wikipedia and why it would close down. Secondly, what is the problem? So let's start with what is the problem. Why would the owners of Wikipedia want to pull it for 24 hours?
This is all in protest against a new American law, SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act, which is due to be considered by US Congress very, very soon. And it's one of the most dramatic legal changes to protect the interests of big copyright holders, and we mean the movie industry, the TV industry, and the music industry to a lesser extent, but we're talking, you know, Hollywood and the TV makers. And on the other side, it's the people who want to the internet to continue as just a medium for the free exchange of information. Mm. And the controversial aspects of this new law, well, it's part of this global campaign that's been going for ages to make copyright infringement, which is essentially a civil offence. You're causing someone financial damage, and it normally would be dealt with by the civil courts. This is all part of that legislation that progressively turns all this stuff into a crime. And the detail, well, there's a kind of lack of programmatic specificity, as Kevin Rudd might have said, in the law. But it's pretty scattergun in its approach.
Well, let's go back a step. You mentioned that it changes it from a civil offence to a criminal offence. Now, you're talking about what happens when somebody in the house just goes to a website and says, thanks very much, I will download the new George Clooney film that's only just about to hit the screens, the big screens, let alone the small screens.
That's right. Now, at the moment, when Australia harmonised its laws with the United States under the Australian-US Free Trade Agreement a few years back, we made a number of copyright infringement activities into crimes. Now, that's pretty much if you're doing large-scale copying or you're making money out of it.
Well, and so, you can understand that, can't you? Because if you're trying to make films, say the Australian film industry, you're trying to make films and make a profit so you can make the next one, you don't actually want somebody on the black market flogging them for nothing around the corner.
Look, absolutely. And you know, if someone's making a product, they want to sell it, they don't want someone, you know, not paying their fair share. And, of course, that's the point of view that they put forward. But at the same time, what they're doing, because it's so hard to track who is doing the copying, where it's coming from, because a lot of the threat they see is not the big, large-scale pirates you hear about who, you know, take an HD video camera into the cinema with them, shoot a copy of the film, and then, you know, burn hundreds of DVDs.
Oh, that's the one where you buy it on the black market, say, in an Asian city, and then halfway through somebody walks across the screen.
That's right.
They've actually pitched it from a movie house.
Yeah, and that's obviously a real problem, and, you know, the federal police here are talking to the police agencies in those countries, and that's being dealt with on that level. But there's the perception that there's a lot of people who go, hey, there's a new episode of whatever TV program is on in the United States.
Yep.
I want to watch that now. I don't want to wait 6 weeks, 6 months for a TV station in Australia to get around to showing that.
We'll say Downton Abbey is a nice example for our audience. You know, the new series is starting in England, but it won't get here, presumably, for, as you say, some time. So if you're real keen, you can get it?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And there are places you can go on the internet and peer-to-peer file-sharing networks. And, you know, it's just copied off the TV in the UK, say, and within a couple of hours of it being broadcast, it's available to download if you know how to go about that. And it's pretty easy to find out if you don't already know.
But it is illegal.
Technically, yes, because the copyright the broadcaster in the UK has is only to show it in the UK. Separate copyright and broadcast rights need to be negotiated for Australia and fees paid and so on. Now, long term, eventually it gets shown everywhere on TV and everyone gets paid for it. But this changes the whole mechanism of that. It puts an entire industry's nose out of joint and, you know, affects them in certain ways financially. And so they're fighting hard to try and stop that. And in the process, laws like SOPA have been, as I say, a real scattergun approach. What they're kind of, some of the things in SOPA say that if you, for example, at the 5AA website, someone posts a comment on the website and they link to a place where you can now download Downton Abbey, you are providing information in the assistance of this copyright infringement. You could have a court order taken out against you and internet service providers would block access to the entire 5AA website because you are breaking the law.
Stilgherrian, isn't that just fair and reasonable? You are actually helping somebody to break the law. You are actually facilitating somebody to steal, aren't you?
Yeah, but then they're taking you, they're taking us, say, 5AA, completely out of business. It's the problem of how big the stick is.
Exactly that, and also about due process. For example, we've had laws like are already in place in New Zealand. It's called the Three Strikes Law. The copyright industry, the movie industry, whoever, makes three successive complaints about copyright infringement against a particular customer of an internet service provider, their internet access is then cut off. And, well, you don't even know, like, who was it in that household? Who was it, the account holder? Was it just someone visiting? Was it the kids and you didn't know about it? Was it someone who happened to be parked next door in the street out the front, the house next door, who was using your Wi-Fi connection that you didn't secure properly? It's all of that. Like, who is actually the criminal? And has there actually been any proof in here? Mm. I mean, this is guilt by accusation, not guilt by actually proving that someone has done something wrong.
Okay, so you've made the case for the fact that these anti-piracy, online piracy laws are going to be sort of too overreaching and have unforeseen consequences. Why is Wikipedia so concerned about that to the point where they'll take themselves off the air, so to speak, for 24 hours?
Well, essentially it's because the Wikipedia community, which is thousands of people around the world, they've created in just a few years at entirely voluntary labour, this vast encyclopedia, which is essentially bigger than the Encyclopedia Britannica, and in many areas just as accurate, more accurate in, say, popular and current issues than a written encyclopedia or a printed encyclopedia ever can be. There's this culture of sharing information, and people are contributing from places all around the world. What, again, would happen if someone accused Wikipedia of copying information? They could have them shut down, when in fact it might only be a relatively small problem. And they see this as part of a much broader and longer-term battle for who actually controls the internet. And the word gatekeeper comes up in this a lot. Throughout the 20th century, the media was controlled, well, quite frankly, you guys and me and people who worked in professional media who had licenses and paid big money to get those licenses to have exclusive access to limited resources such as the airwaves, or had to spend big money setting up a printing plant and running a newspaper and all of that. The internet completely changes that dynamic. So anyone, at almost no cost, can communicate any information with anyone. And so we're starting to see things like, well, the copyright industries go, hang on, our little lucrative spot in the middle, copying movies and sending them to cinemas and everyone making money along the way, that's under threat. When we see governments trying to control the internet in places like Syria or Egypt or Tunisia or wherever, we go, oh, it's great. All of the citizens are bypassing government control and communicating amongst each other, and that's great. We support that. And then we use the internet in the same way in the West, and suddenly the commercial operators go, oh, hang on, we're going to lose out here.
Okay, you've given us a flying start on what's going to happen this afternoon. Stu Guerin, thanks for your help.
My pleasure. And, gents, it's going to be worth watching this year because it's an election year in the US, so all of the politicians are finally attuned to public opinion.
Good, fascinating stuff.
Good
Thank
comment.
You.
And Wikipedia, by the way, John just checked on it. Nearly 4 million articles, over 26 million pages of content. That's what's going to go missing for 24 hours.
12 minutes to 9. Stu Guerin, our IT commentator. Keith McCartan's looking after the traffic for us.